Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Yeah! That's right, about fucking time.
What's up?
Not much, what's up with you?
Gee, I can actually see the whites of your eyes. I forgot what an attractive man you are.
The reds?
Yeah, the reds of your eyes.
But you know what, Rufus? I bought these cheap sunglasses that are super stylish. You're familiar with these, correct?
Yes, I am.
And, you know, ever since we started doing the show, or I started doing the show in these glasses,
uh-huh.
I thought that the glasses were always fucking dirty, right?
Right.
So I just was, like, looking around, and there's, like, splotches here and there and whatever, and I didn't want to take the glasses off because we're live.
Cataracts.
Camera, right, a lot of times.
You have cataracts.
And I just realized that the glasses are just fucking cheap-ass glasses from the gas station.
Yes.
And they're just, the lenses are just cloudy. Like, they're made, I don't know, by small children or by hand-cobbling them up a river in Costa Rica or somewhere.
It's not a Luxottica product?
No, apparently not. They probably even have a brand. Oh, the brand name is Made in China.
Made in China. Boy, those guys are dominating the market right
they
now.
They are. You know what? It's their subtle advertising.
That's right. They always put it very tiny on everything, and yet there they are.
But it's everywhere. I mean, how can you not be like, how can you not trust China?
That's what my wife says about me. He's small, but he's everywhere.
Small, but he's tenacious.
That's right. He's tenacious. He's got a strong brand in this market.
He's a scrapper. He's in there for the long haul.
That's right. Well, I don't know about that.
She says you're small, but she also says that it's skinny, too. It may be short, but it sure is skinny.
It's like a number 2 pencil after a major exam.
With just the nub left after on the above the eraser?
Yeah, after about 40 blue books.
40 blue books. God. Do you think people write in blue books anymore? Is that such a thing?
I don't know if people even use pencils anymore.
What happened? You know what? We need to find out what happened to the blue book industry.
There's a documentary right there.
Yeah, computers ruined blue books for good and learning in general.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you know, honestly, though, when I was in college, I didn't use a lot of paper either.
Well, I didn't either, except for cheat notes.
Right, that's what I mean. I remember writing down probably, oh, Jesus. I couldn't even tell you, maybe 10 paragraphs worth of shit.
I'll remember whenever I first got into college, because I didn't think it was even possible that I would get into college based on my high school career.
Thank God, it's like, Edwards.
No kidding, yeah. And I was like, I'm going to take this seriously, dude. And I bought the big college rule notebooks that were like 10 subjects. And I took notes. I wrote tiny. I was like, I'm going to make use of every page. And I took pages and pages of notes. And then after the first semester, I was like, I'm not even going to class.
I'm like, every semester, I bought. I was buckling down, goddammit. Every semester, I was going to fucking buckle down.
This is the semester, dammit. This is the one.
Oh, you just kind of fall your way through the whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm still in school. You know, I got a 2.1. This is fucking sweet.
Well, it's because the professors are just people like us.
Yeah.
They're also, okay, this is the year I'm really going to teach people. And they're like, nah, fuck it. A.
Make a difference. That's
right.
Why I got to hate getting a first-year teacher. Every time I got a bad grade, it was some fucking first-year teacher in there to fucking try to make his mark. And
that's right.
People to fucking come to class and take it seriously. I'll never forget, I had a class in geology. It was an introduction to geology class. At ACC. I had to take a semester off and go to ACC, Rufus.
Did they just take you in the backyard?
I wish they would have. This guy was like, first of all, he was like 4'9", okay?
Oh, I'm offended by that.
And he was just out of college.
Oh, yeah?
And, oh, my God. He was like fucking so hardcore, dude. This was the hardest. You would have thought taking like advanced physics for, oh, it was horrible. Because I had it with a couple of my friends. Tim Klingel was in that class. We both dropped. We had to drop it. The guy forced us to drop it.
Did you drop it like a rock?
I did. You know what I did? I dropped it. I went out with a whimper.
You went out with a whimper.
Too late to get any money back. You know what I mean? You're just like, I can't do it.
Jeez. What you drinking there? What you got?
Big vodka. Big glass of fucking straight vodka.
It is not. Shut
it
up.
It is.
Are you serious?
It's not 7. Here, smell it.
That smells like a dust. Oh, that's my computer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
is it really vodka? Do I need to take my sunglasses off and look you in the eyes and so we can have an intervention talk?
No, well, actually, it's vodka and...
And LaCroix. What, is that like bubbly water?
Thank you for saying it right, by the way, Rufus. Thank you very much for saying it right.
I'm an educated man.
You are. You're flopping your St. Edwards all over the fucking place.
It's really funny that you brought up a French word that I said correctly, because I was making a smoothie today. And just to amuse myself, I was pretending to be a French chef, like talking about how I was doing it. So I was like, yeah, we put the blueberries in here.
You were like a mad scientist.
And then the banana.
Sound more like Gerard Depardieu. Is that your best Gerard Depardieu?
Yeah, it could be. Could be my worst. I don't know what he sounds like. I don't know.
He's like a drunken, retarded Frenchman with bad skin.
That's every Frenchman, isn't it?
Well, he's a famous one.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, let me tell you what I saw on the way home today, Rufus. I actually went over and mowed the yard at 420 Products USA, the new warehouse.
Awesome, cool.
And I was driving back, and two things I saw today.
So
and, one was my neighbor guy was in front of me from the other side of town, which is like 10 miles.
Is this the shirtless neighbor?
No, this is not shirtless guy. No, not shirtless guy. This guy's name is Dale, and I'm going to tell you how I know that now, because Dale is like a 62-year-old man.
Yes.
Who drives a truck usually. He's a big fisher guy.
Uh-huh.
And he has a personalized license plate on this little purple Mazda that he has.
Mm-hmm.
Like a 1990, and it says Dale. And then come to find out.
That's pretty personalized.
Dale has only moved in back into his house with his, well, I guess at one time it was going to be, I never knew Dale until a year ago. And I've lived here for 8 years.
Wow. But
I guess before I moved in, before me and my wife moved in, Dale had moved out. His wife's a big, fat, disgusting pig. She's a horrible bitch. I hate this lady.
Any woman married to a guy named Dale is?
We call her Fatty Butterpants.
Fatty Butterpants. That requires me to open up Notepad and write that down.
She is an annoying – I hate this lady. But anyways, and I know why Dale divorced her, but – well, I guess they didn't get a divorce. Come to find out, he moved back in, and my neighbor across the street, Doyle, who I do like, he's a really nice guy.
Dale and Doyle.
Yeah. And Dom.
You guys got to have your own show.
3D.
I'll produce it.
Musketeers.
Dale, Doyle, and Dom.
Yeah, the Three Stooges. But so he told me that, I guess, before I moved in, Dale had found a girlfriend at his work. All right? That sent Dale, like, over the edge.
What?
He ended up moving out on Butterpants. He moved out. And this is what he had to say. And his wife was standing right there. Dale got his nipple pierced.
Oh, really?
Yes. That was, like, way more than I ever wanted to know about Dale. But it was, like, such a scandal that Doyle's wife, her name is Dallas, by the way.
What the hell's going on in your neighborhood, man?
You know what? I didn't even realize any of this till right now.
Is this an episode of Sesame Street? Or
you know what? It is.
Jesus.
I just can't imagine him with his nipple pierced. And I was like, bah! Oh, my God. My wife was standing right there. We came in the house and just were fucking laughing our asses off.
I didn't know white trash existed above the prime meridian or whatever splits the south from the north.
It's alive and well.
Is it really? Jeez.
Alive and well. And I mean, I live in a nice neighborhood, so knowing that Dale has his nipple pierced is somewhat disgusting to me.
And he's 60-something.
Oh, yeah, he's got it. He's 62 at least.
Oh,
my
God.
62.
It's got to be easy to pierce a 60-year-old nipple, though.
It probably like butter.
Yeah, I went through like Butterpants.
You used a paperclip.
She probably used a golf tee.
He sharpened the paperclip.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell you about the time I pierced my ear. Rufus, I'm on a fucking roll tonight, buddy. But
let's have it.
I, on the way home, you know, you see girls riding on the back of motorcycles, right?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the whale tail?
I don't know that I am. I mean, I'm thinking stuff.
Like,
I don't know what that is.
Riding on the back of some dude's motorcycle, you can see her G-string or whatever sticking above her pants, right?
But I guess by the moniker whale that it's a fat chick.
Well, no, it's not. I don't know why they call it that. But guess what I saw today on the way home?
What?
It was what you would think. It was a literal whale tail.
Uh-oh.
It was a chick sitting on the back of a motorcycle with her pants, like, fucking halfway down her ass. You can see her fucking both butt cheeks. It's like a plumber's butt on a fucking motorcycle, but, like, halfway down her fucking ass.
Okay.
And the most disgusting part was I couldn't tell if it was hair or she had never wiped in her life.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah. Yes, I think she had never wiped. I like to think it was hair, but I'm thinking that she has never wiped.
Either way, if you have hair and or you've never wiped, you shouldn't be wearing a G-string.
No, no. No G-string, dude. No underwear.
Oh, what?
Yeah, straight up, just fucking ass hanging out of the fucking pants. And if there was underwear, they were probably so lost down in her fucking nether crevice. I couldn't even see it.
Hang on. Nether crevice.
It's a two-day hike in.
Nether crevice is a great name for a metal band. Two-day hike in. That'll be their first CD.
That will be, the two-day hike.
Oh, you got to go primitive when you go with that girl, huh?
Yes, you do. You do. Bring. Don't forget to bring your cans of Dinty Moore. So you may jettison them at first, right away, in case you fucking get hot. Like I did. And I wonder if I could go back to Big Bend, Texas, and find a can of Dinty Moore up there on the fucking the window, they called it.
You could, and it'd still be edible.
It would be.
It would be, absolutely.
You know, probably not. It probably has cooked like 8,000 fucking times. Probably ashes inside the can.
Yeah, good point.
It was so get so fucking hot there.
You could snort it.
Here's a funny thing I just saw. Remember I was telling you about the Boquias Village where I went across in to Mexico when I was in Big Bend?
Yes, yes.
They just recently opened that up as a like a place where you have to pay to go back and forth across now.
Like a border checkpoint?
Yes, a border checkpoint. And they're literally... Still is the guy in the flat-bottom boat taking people back and forth, but on both sides, there's like a little visa center.
Really?
Yes. I was thinking about it the other day, and so I decided to look it up. And sure enough, it'd been closed since 2001.
Wow. So when you went, it was just like an adventurous no man's land, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. There's still nothing there. That's the deal. There's now, when I went there, there's 150 people that live there. Now there's 90.
What?
It's been closed for so long, people just moved away. There was no tourists to come there. Nobody to do anything.
Yeah.
Way to go, America. Fucking America.
America sucks.
Fuck it or leave it.
That's what he said.
That is what he said. Wait, is that what she said? So what's going on there, Rufus? I'm going to let you get two words in edgewise, whatever that is.
Well, nothing's really going on here, so I don't have two words to rub together.
I'm starting a fire.
Got my old phone working. I had to abandon my phone when we moved out of the country because it was locked to Sprint. And of course, there's no Sprint, you know, down south, so we canceled our... All right, here we go. Hang on a second. I want to pull this off real quick.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper-Sloth Rant!
All right, so I had this kick-ass phone, Samsung Galaxy Nexus S. It came out when the iPhone 4S came out a few years ago. It was a direct competitor from Samsung.
Fucking bastards.
And I got one, but I got it on a two-year contract deal with Sprint.
Right.
And I had it for a long time. Then when we decided to move, we called them up, and we had to cancel our contract. And we said, look, we're canceling our contract, but only because we're leaving the country and you guys
don't
exist there.
They don't care.
But they did at the time. They said, look.
Yeah, they care when they got you on the phone. When they start sending you letters, that's when they don't care.
Yeah, and apparently while we were gone, they sent a lot of letters that we never saw. So
it's a non-confrontational way of started its collections. They probably started collections that day.
Yeah. So now that we're back, I found the phone, and it's like it's not a SIM card phone. I can't just put a SIM on and make it work, right? So it's locked. It's like hard-coded locked to Sprint.
Well, that's why you're stuck with Sprint, right? That's their trick.
And so we didn't have Sprint. But then I also found out that, yeah, they did charge us the cancellation fee, and apparently a lot more shit, because there was like a $1,600 bill that had also, like, lapsed to the point where it was sent to collections. So I couldn't get my phone turned back on, and I was like, fuck you, I'm not paying Sprint a dime at all.
I do not blame you. I had the same thing happen with Verizon when they weren't going to charge me the disconnect notice. And, like, 2 years later, I get a bill for $497. I'm like, what?
Exactly. But, I mean, the phone is paid off, and it's like a $600 phone. So I'm like, I can't throw it away. I can't just have it be a paperweight. That wouldn't sit well on my brain or on my heart. So I found out that Straight Talk, which is like primarily sold through Walmart, it's one of these prepaid services.
That's what all the Negroes use.
Well, call me a Negro because they have a bring your own phone program where you can take your phone and they program it to their network and there you go. So it was a headache. I was on customer service. The best
with
customer
Sprint,
service call.
With Sprint or with Walmart?
This is with Straight Talk.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with on the phone with the best customer service person ever. Maybe this isn't a rant. And obviously in India or something, because she would put me on hold and I could hear like her kids running around and shit. But
that's the United States. They don't do that.
That's right. Yeah, their kids are off at work in India.
They're in an office building in India. Here, they're at home.
Yeah, the kids are begging in the fucking alleys.
Probably in a big, giant bed with a big bowl of fucking Cheetos on her stomach while she's customer servicing you. That's why she was so nice.
Yeah, well, she did say her name was Butterpants.
Go get Mom some gravy.
But I was on the call with this lady for 2 hours trying to get my phone to work, and the call got disconnected.
Holy shit.
Well, I was using a different phone, obviously. And she called me back both times.
Wow.
And we finally got it to work, so now I've got I finally got a kick-ass smartphone again on a good network for $45 a month with unlimited everything.
Oh, that's a good deal. Let me know if that works out, dude, because I'll switch from my fucking plan right now.
It was like a four-day headache.
If that's as good as they say it is, I'll sign up for that fucking plan.
Well, so far, so good. I mean, today was the first day I had it on there, but I got unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited 3G, 4G data.
Get on the data and just fucking hump it, dude, and see if it's any good. Get on there and start watching fucking TV and shit. I'm serious.
I don't watch anything on my phone, but I've been able to send emails and surf the web and, you know, do everything else.
Yeah, but porn, dude. What about porn on your phone? I mean, how's that? Are you streaming any porn? Are we getting porn on there?
I keep a separate phone for that.
One in a life case or whatever, or just a Ziploc.
Yeah, it has two locks. My left and right hand have to work together to open it up.
Open it.
And then they work together to do a lot more.
Really? You work both hands. That's very European of you.
Yes, it is. Well, I got plenty of holes.
Oh, that's true. Why do they want to film if they have that many digits?
That's right. I call my left hand a bidet.
Let's see. 10 fingers? How many fucking holes in your body? Anyways, I wonder if that works out correctly. Your ear holes, your nose holes, your mouth. There's five.
That sounded like a nursery rhyme. Your ear holes, your nose, your mouth, that's five.
But I think then you only have two more on top of that. You got your asshole and your piss hole. So apparently humans have three too many fingers.
I can only go into my piss hole down to one knuckle.
I'm taking these three fingers off tonight. They're purposeless.
They're purposeless.
Yeah, there's no hole for this finger. What good was it a million years ago?
That's right. It should be like that. Extra finger should be like the appendix.
Right.
You should just get rid of them.
Oh, but like if we go 40,000 years into the future, we'll probably be missing these. Well, they'll probably just be this little.
We'll just start growing.
Maybe we'll just fuse together.
No, we'll just start growing fingers right in our anuses.
Right where they're supposed to be.
We'll just grow a wiggly finger right in our butt. That's right, where they're supposed to be. Evolution dictates.
Just only a matter of time till we get there. That's the problem.
That's right.
Not a precise process.
It's not, no. It's natural selection. It happens by chance.
Right. I mean, obviously, we have too many fingers. I agree with that.
We either have too many fingers or not enough holes.
Wow. Now that's
awesome. Or our current holes aren't big enough.
I'm guessing maybe nipples eventually at one time were holes. And they just have grown over with like some kind of permanent scab.
Yes.
Right? And that's why they don't grow hair.
If I could put my thumbs in there.
Look, right. I mean, it's like, that almost looked natural. What the hell? I think we figured something out. What a breakthrough.
I could still talk with people. Yeah, I was going to the store and right over there.
Dude, you're probably your thumbs were attached to your nipples.
Probably.
And we were crawling on all fours.
That's right.
And just pulling and probably, there you go. Now you got hands.
That is the most sound scientific theory I've ever heard in my life.
I think that someone should put some money behind and check it out.
Yeah, let's. We have any venture capitalists that want to fund our R&D department.
Right. I think that we've pretty much turned the whole scientific world upside down right now. This is bigger than Genesis.
It is bigger than Genesis.
The band.
That's right. And, boy, that's a tough wall to scale.
Right. And I'm talking Genesis without Phil Collins as the lead singer.
Ooh, man, the
who
real Genesis.
What was his name? What's Sledgehammer guy's name?
Peter Gabriel.
He was the lead singer of Genesis, correct?
I don't know. Something like that. They were all mixing it up together.
What's
at some point.
What's funny is I like Peter Gabriel's stuff by himself.
Yeah.
And I like Genesis without Peter Gabriel, but
right.
I don't like them together. And that's like defies all odds. Everyone else in the world would tell you that's retarded.
Didn't
and I would say, shut the fuck up.
Didn't they have a hit single called Defying All Odds?
Did they? Oh, and it was Against All. I got it.
Oh.
Good one.
I don't think it was theirs either.
Where are you wrapping up your show this week, by the way? Where are you running this tour to? You going to be in Schenectady anytime this week with that stand-up act?
No, I've outgrown Schenectady.
Yeah, that's true. Schenectady doesn't have a building enough to fucking to suit your needs.
Oh, no.
The kind of money you pull down.
No, oh, no.
Down the road.
It's not even about money. It's about clout.
That's true. It's always been about clout with you.
Yes, I'm a clout-intensive person.
Yeah, sometimes clout is a good thing. I mean, I've taken a pay cut for clout, and that turned out well.
I'm sure we're going to pay you in clout. We will respect you more the better you do, but you won't get any more money.
Right.
We'll talk better about you at parties.
And less fucking money.
That's right. But we'll like you more.
Yeah. Well, people will respect you as an idiot.
Yes.
Who took less money for more clout.
People do that. People do it.
I think this is what I've learned.
Yes. What have you learned?
You pay someone less if you make them a card with their name on it. A card is just as good as money to some people.
You mean a business card?
A business card with a title to some people is maybe better than money.
I think I've been pitched that before. Like, look, we can't pay you anymore, but we'd really like you to be the assistant, you know, salami
right.
slicer.
We would
really.
Like you to take on more responsibility.
Right.
Yes, we'll pay you with a card, any title.
Yes. And you're really going to help the company out in the long term.
See, I know that a lot of times, I'm telling you, I'm going to start like a thing. I'm going to go to like the store somewhere, and when someone's helping me and I feel like I'm getting poor customer service, I'm going to say, you're hired, and you are now my president of whatever, president of bagging my groceries, and here's your card. Here's your card.
Oh, my God. The bagging specialist.
I have just made you the president of bagging groceries.
Awesome.
Let me know if this ever happens to you, and it probably does not. Have you ever gone – I went to the grocery store, and the lady checking me out,
yes.
You know, gave you the, like, how are you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, good, how are you doing, right? And I had a pretty big order. It was like a weekly shopping trip. It just wasn't like a two-deal thing.
Sure.
And she starts pouring her fucking life story on me.
Oh, God. Yes, I've had that.
I'm like, what? You know, I'm like, that was a rhetorical question, you know, how you doing? I don't really want to know. I got my own shit going on. Can you see I'm trying to play some kind of game on my phone, you stupid bitch? But anyways, you know, and then I have to act interested, being the guy that I am. And you know what? Now I'm looking
at being the guy that I am, okay.
Right. I'm a man of the people. You know that.
Oh, sure.
They don't see. That's how I get clout. The little people are important to me. Unlike you, Rufus, who won't play anything smaller than 2,000 seats in Schenectady. I'm a man of the people.
Oh, great.
So she just was laying on me, and it was so stupid about how she got sick, and then her husband was sick, and then somebody missed work, and then she got, you know, and I'm just like, whatever, you know what I mean? No, I don't want to know. I'm like, manager, she needs to be
sick. Can you please shut her up?
Bring her out the muzzle.
Now, why would she do that? Why?
I think she thought I cared. I don't know. Do I have that kind of face?
No, I can tell you don't care about anything or anyone.
You're right. So you would be right, but you know me.
So that's why you need to go to the store with those sunglasses on.
I care about money, and I care about clout. That's what I fucking stand for. And people, they need to know it.
Now, here's that has happened to me, and here's where I noticed that it's really going wrong. Maybe you saw this. It's like not only did they start telling you their shit, but they start ringing up your stuff really slow. Like, they don't even want you to leave. They're like, yeah, oh, I need a price check. No, we'll be here a while.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when you know it's going bad.
Like, at the end of it, she said, I love you. And I was like, what?
Really?
She looked deep into my eyes and said, I love you. And I said, I'll be back tomorrow for a candy bar.
And then, of course, after you left, she told the next people, like, she added to her story, yeah, that guy before you just wouldn't shut up.
No, she's probably like, yeah, that guy in front of me, yeah, we're going to meet for coffee tomorrow.
You should just give her the coffee that you were buying and be like, here, just fucking if you want coffee, take it.
I think she actually called her husband and said, I've had an emotional breakthrough because I just laid all my crap onto this fucking guy. It's like therapy for people that can't get it through their health insurance. You get to drone on to your customers. Get it all out while you're at work.
I'm sure they teach that in the PowerPoint presentation when you're hired there.
She's like, yeah, I was molested by my uncle when I was 9.
And he's in line 4 people behind you. Yeah, he's right there.
He's bagging.
He's bagging. I was molested by my uncle, this guy.
Sorry, I've had a bitching fucking cold. Sorry about that. That was a piece of lung I coughed up there, Rufus.
That's okay. You don't need lungs.
You're right. Not that much.
No.
Pretty soon lungs will be small. Oh.
You can't put a lung in a hole.
I got a favor to ask you, actually. It's
uh-oh.
Pretty serious. Can
you
play the rap music, please?
Absolutely. Is that the favor?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I can pull that off easy. If you're going to ask me a bigger favor, I'd have a rant coming, too.
And now it's time for another delightful Hyper Sloth Rant!
M-SIGs, people. M-SIGs. Don't do it. Don't get caught up in the hype of an M-SIG. I got a story for you, Rufus. It's probably going to blow your socks off. I know
you don't
wear shoes for the show.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. Define an M-SIG. What is that?
An M-SIG is a way that they're smoking. It's like an e-cig, right? You know
sure.
What an e-cigarette is?
Yeah, I used to have one.
It's one that I bet you looked really cool smoking your e-cig.
It looked like a cigarette.
I bought
a cigarette-looking e-cig on purpose.
The funny thing about an e-cig is, and I don't know if this is me or not, but if you see someone smoking an e-cig out, you're like, ooh, that guy's up to fucking no good. You know what I mean? It's like someone with an e-cig is like, you're just like, what an addict. It's like near beer.
An addict. Well, I bought it for, this is your time. I bought it for one time a year is what I bought it for, where nobody sees me.
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, go around town sometime. When you see some stranger with an e-cig, just tell me that they're not creepy looking.
Well, especially the weird e-cigs. They don't even look like cigarettes. They're like strange looking. Yeah, those guys look like super villains.
So, okay, an m-cig, and I'm going to tell the listening audience this as well, is it's an e-cig, but you put marijuana in it, okay?
What? Really?
It's supposed to vaporize the marijuana. It's supposed to be better for your lungs, you know what I mean? And there is no ways to vaporize marijuana where you get all the stuff about marijuana just by getting it up to a certain temperature. It melts off the crystals, the psychoactive ingredient
mm-hmm.
of marijuana, and you inhale that, but you don't burn up the plant. you just burn up, you know, it gets to a certain temperature, and it releases the vapors that are what actually gets you high.
Sounds awesome.
You don't get smoke or anything. You don't get smoke or anything. Smoke is just a byproduct of the leaf.
Right.
It doesn't really get you high. I mean, it's what's on the leaf that gets you high.
It's the THC, right?
Right. So you can get this MCIG, and I'm going to start off with how I got the MCIG. The MCIG, I was watching CNBC, which you know I do, and of course they always have something.
You're notorious for watching CNBC.
Marijuana on there lately, and that's why I'm saying the marijuana thing is going to be fucking huge. So
yes,
MCIG's on there, and they're questioning the guy, the CEO of MCIG, who now looking back kind of looks like a dirtbag, but he was done up on.
He was on MCIGs.
Right. He looked all nice on there. Looked like a legitimate dude. So, I mean, they got a stock, right? Their stock is at, like, 50 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're on CNBC, and, you know, they're pumping their product. Better way to smoke pot, you know what I mean, or marijuana. It's cleaner, blah, blah, blah. We're doing great sales, this and that. You know, basically, they get them out of China and slap their name on them. I already looked into them. But so I order one, right? I'm like, okay, $10, that's a great deal for something that can vaporize pot, okay?
Sure.
I mean, usually things that do that are like $75, $80.
That slogan right there should be theirs. You should go into their marketing team. $10 is a great price for something that can vaporize pot.
I know that. But come to find out, it's a fucking cheap piece of shit. But anyways, I order it. Okay, so I order it.
Yeah.
And I get a confirmation, blah, blah, blah. You know, they charge my credit card, whatever. I don't hear from them for 2 fucking weeks.
What?
Yeah, I don't hear anything for 2 weeks, and I'm sitting around, and I'm like, what the fuck is up with this? Because nowadays, dude, I got stuff from China in, like, 18 hours one time. I shit you not. Those last things that came, it was like, it wasn't even barely 24 hours.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it is amazing. I was thinking, really? Of course, it costs $40, but that actually seems pretty cheap.
$40 for overseas shipping in 18 hours?
Overnight.
Count me in.
Agreed. Totally agreed with that. I was like, you can't even probably fly yourself in fucking 18 hours.
It's probably some Chinese kid who hid in the wheel well of a fucking UPS plane.
He probably just parachuted out right back here wearing a UPS thing and just put it on my step and ran off.
No, he didn't even parachute. He just jumped out with him.
Jumped like Spidey web style.
He's expendable.
Floated down. Actually, there was a GPS locator on the package, and then the real UPS guy goes by the corpse and picks up the package.
That's right. That's right.
Talk about personal service.
Oh, they put the things inside the kid to protect them.
So it's protected from the fall, and then they just cut him open.
Right.
Or he just splatted. It's in a black box.
I'm sure it is.
So anyway. So is he.
Nope. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't hear from MCIG for 2 weeks.
That's ridiculous.
So I email MCIG, you know, what's going on, you know, thinking maybe it's an oversight or whatever. I get an email back saying, due to the overwhelming response, right, from the CNBC show or whatever, orders made between this date and that date will be filled in like 3 days.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, you know, I can understand that. Awesome. You know, awesome that was a good spot for you.
Absolutely.
I'm so happy. I'm still interested in MCIG at this point. Okay. I'm still like, hey, yay, MCIG, whatever, $10 vaporizer, awesome. So then, like, another 10 days goes by. I don't hear anything. I don't get an email from them or anything. So I email them, you know, like, hey, what's up? And then there was, like, I got an email back saying, hey, due to USPS shipping rules, all MCIGs must be this or that, so we're having to go back and repackage orders, you know, that were made between this date and that date. Obviously,
okay.
The date that I ordered it or whatever. So I'm like, huh, that's fucking weird. You know what I mean? Like, really? They weren't going to even tell me any of this? They have my fucking email, you know? So then, like, another 10 days goes by. No fucking – we're talking, like, 40 days now. It's supposed to be there in, like, 3 days.
Now, you weren't – you had other ways to smoke weed during this time, right? You weren't waiting on this thing.
No, I was not waiting on that thing. Jeez, that'd rub two sticks together.
I'm sure you would have.
I'm an addict, Rufus. You know that. So, anyways, so I shoot him another email. Now I'm pissed, right? I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. This is yes. bullshit. I'm pretty hot now. So I email him and say, I don't know what the fucking deal is here. Literally, this is what I'm putting in thing. I'm like, I don't know if you're running some kind of fucking pump and dump stock scam because their stock price went from like 50 to 80, right? 50 cents to 80 cents for like a week and then started to fucking drift off and ended up in like the mid-20s.
Whoa.
So
their stock went down after this huge publicity thing?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, listen, look what they were doing to me.
That's
they
true.
Didn't have enough product. And they had to order it from fucking China, and they're trying to buy a fucking month.
They're run by people who are stoned all the time.
Well, I mean, they must know that people who smoke pot sit around all day thinking of new ways to smoke pot, and they're like, fuck yeah, where's that fucking MSIG? So anyways, I send them that, right? Just thinking, I don't know if you're running some fucking pump and dump scam, you know what I mean? I said, CNBC should do a fucking follow-up.
Oh, shit. This.
And I said, maybe I'll email Steve Leisman and tell him.
Oh, right. Steve Leisman, a guy there at CNBC?
Yeah, at CNBC, you can Twitter this guy all the time. He'll fucking respond to you. He's the guy that I Twittered about comparing the marijuana stores and the liquor stores on the show. And I'm like, well, I'll just fucking email him and see. He can do a follow-up on this story. Got an email back saying, oh, yeah, they just went out this morning, and they came like 2 days later, which was
Total
bullshit. But
convenient.
I had to for yeah, exactly. What a coincidence. They should have sent me like, and then Rufus, the order was wrong. Then the order was wrong.
You've got to be kidding me, dude.
No. The thing, this is the, oh my God, I could fucking break something right now. to smoke pot in an electronic cigarette, you need a little glass piece, right? Because the pot can't sit right on the heating element. I mean, it can, but then it's just like smoking pot. Then I might just light it up with a fucking match.
Sure.
So you had to order these little things, and it's so stupid you had to order them extra, you know, because that's pretty much what it's for. But you can smoke wax and hash oil and shit out of them, too, like a regular electric cigarette.
It's like buying a car that doesn't come with wheels.
Basically, yeah. That's exactly what it is, because there was really no way to use it for smoking pot, like regular pot. So after all that, so then I'm like, you know what I need to do? This is so fucking retarded. This is how retarded I am. I'm like, I should look up MSIG reviews.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And some people were nice about it, but most people were like, fucking piece of shit. What a stupid fucking idiot. And then most of the people, it all went back to what a douchebag the fucking CEO guy was, because he's on video of himself, right, smoking out of one, like how to use one.
I'm sure the interview goes well after that.
You need to watch him. Well, they didn't show that. I'm saying, but he's on YouTube showing you how to use it, right?
Right.
It's like fucking sweat. He just looks so fucking sketchy.
Is he wearing like a Goodwill suit that's two sizes too big? And he's
be nice if he was dressed up. He looks like a fucking drunken homeless retard.
Oh my God.
So. People, if you want to look out how to use the MSIG, look it up. I want you to see that guy.
Okay. I want to see it, too.
Tell me he's not a fucking DB. Well, see, you don't know him like I do. I know him from MSIG. You just put in use MSIG, I think.
What's his name? Mark Linkhorst?
Yeah, go figure.
Linkhorst. I couldn't make up a worse name.
See, it says MSIG 2 with C4 glass pack. Well, I ordered two of the C4 glass packs, and they didn't come. But then I'm like, there's this piece of shit wouldn't fucking work anyways. I could tell by just even touching it.
This dude just looks like he's in his fucking double-wide living room.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He looks totally bitch. I mean, wouldn't you be sitting at, like, a nice table? You know what I mean?
This guy reminds me of the guy back in the 90s who was like, place a tiny little ad in the newspapers and you can make $30,000 like I did.
That's what he looks like, right? And that's what made me think this maybe is a fucking pump and dump operation. Look how greasy this fucking guy looks. See, there's the piece that he didn't send me, the douchebag. I've watched it. I can't. This guy will get no more time from me, you fucking pig.
So is it just like a micro bong? I mean, how is it different than a bong except that you can put it in your pocket? I don't get it.
What, how it works?
So you put the – what is it filter is literally that makes it vaporized?
You want to see it? You want to see how you do it? Oh, fuck, I don't even have to get it up. It's right here.
You don't even have to get it up?
No, that's what she said. Here is your MSIG.
All right. Wow, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like a high-dollar piece of equipment, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you take this piece off here. This part right here. Well, you've had an e-cigarette. This is the battery.
Sure.
And then this is the smoking. I'm trying to see. Okay, this is the smoking part of it.
Cool.
And then right here is the thing that was supposed to be the glass pack, right? It goes down in here where the heating element is.
Sure.
And then, you know, they just flip.
That's pretty complicated.
Into there.
Jesus Christ.
But this, you know, it is complicated, really. It doesn't go together easily. Obviously, it's Chinese, and, you know, they never really planned on it fucking working at all.
Dude, I'd rather build a Buckingham Palace out of Legos than put this thing together.
Yeah. So now, well, it didn't look that way, you know, on TV, really, or when he was showing it. So now it's ready to smoke, so to speak. You got to turn it on.
So to speak. You have to turn it on? Is there a button you press?
Yeah, right there. Did you?
That's
that?
Weak. No. Those things are supposed to turn on automatically when you drag on them.
Yeah, no, this one does not.
Any reputable e-cig does not require button pressing.
See, because you can change the heat. You can do. There's three heat settings. Actually, if you could smoke pot out of it and it didn't, which you could if they would have sent me the right shit.
Uh-huh. Well, why couldn't they make something? And look, I'm naive about the whole drug thing. But instead of making something that you put a plant into, why couldn't they make something that uses like hash oil that's already liquefied, and then that becomes a vapor?
They do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you just take the hash oil and you put it on a bubbler. Is what they call a bubbler. It's a pipe you get super hot, so when it hits it, it just turns right to vapor, and you smoke it.
Now, here's the key. When you're using this thing, does it smell like weed, or can you be walking around an airport and smoking this deal?
No, if it was a real vapor, which you can get, but they're like $100, right?
And uh-huh.
You can get them that work.
Right.
But for $10, no. This one smelled like weed. But if you get a real vapor, dude, you could hit fucking weed anywhere, and no one would ever fucking know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That is cool. Trust me.
That is cool.
So now, after this fiasco, this is sad. After this fiasco, guess what I'm ordering?
What?
$100 fucking vapor. This asshole just whet my appetite, and I'm like, fuck, it is a great idea.
This guy is the best marketer for it. Maybe that's the scheme. It's the $100 guys are like, let's get some publicity for a piece of shit.
It's entry level.
That's right. That's
entry
right.
Entry level vapor. It's true. Yeah. Maybe it is. I've been had.
Well, to your benefit, if you're going to end up getting the better product, you just don't realize it. It's like you're living in the matrix.
I don't know why 420 Products USA can't sell vapor risers because you can buy them for like $9 and sell them for like $200.
So does THC, it has to be at the moment of intake, like fired upon and hot. You can't take THC.
No. You can if you bake with it, right?
But that heats it up, right?
Right,
and that
exactly.
Releases. Hmm.
If you ate a bunch of it, dude, you might get a little fucking high, but I doubt you would get very high.
I mean, what if you made this for like the passive, you know, not the stoner or the guy who really smokes a lot of weed, but like, you know, there's some people who drink a shitload of coffee all fucking day,
right.
And then there's people who just like that one cup in the morning. What if you made like a Nicorette gum that just had THC in it? And it's not for people that want to get fucking like super stoned and high, but they just want to get really.
Dude, there's all those products are available in Colorado or anywhere there's medicinal pot.
Wow.
Oh yeah, there's gum, there's candy bars, there's drinks, there's you name it. I mean, there's lollipops, there's all kinds of fucking shit. See, now the big deal is that they're saying, you know, little kids are going to want to eat pot cookies or whatever. And they would. I mean, what little kid wouldn't eat a cookie?
Well,
I mean, you just got to be careful about where you put it. But that's like saying, well, a little kid wouldn't pop open a fucking can of beer and chug it down or take a drag off a cigarette if you fucking left it laying around.
Exactly. A kid would do any fucking thing a kid could get away with. I mean, that's what you have parents for.
Right.
You know?
The only problem I can see with the edible stuff, and this, I don't really like the buzz of the fucking edible pot. I don't like eating pot brownies. It's like too much of a body buzz, and you get like a hangover from it the next day. You're just like super
really?
Tired. Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
Wow.
I don't like it. People like it. I mean, I can see if you were in pain and you're really trying to manage your pain, you know, because it's less psychoactive and more of like a body thing.
Really? Is that right? No kidding?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Interesting.
That's so, I mean, the only thing is that people don't know. Say you're the first guy eating a pot cookie, and this happened recently. I saw it in the news. Guy ate a pot cookie in Denver or whatever. He was there with his buddies. He ate a pot cookie. Well, you know, they tell you to wait 40 minutes before you even try to eat any more cookies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy was with his buddies were high or whatever. Well, he didn't wait, and he ate two more cookies right away.
Uh-oh.
So he had, like, a huge amount of pot in his system, and he'd never been high before.
What?
He, like, supposedly went berserk and I think jumped out a window or something.
Well.
Well, and then come to find out, too, the guy actually had, like, some mental instability, some documented mental problems, but that doesn't make it on the news. You know what I mean? The news is
right. This
guy high on pot jumped out a fucking window. Well, I mean, how many fucking drunk people fell out of fucking or jumped out of windows that same fucking day? Probably like 5,000.
Right. Did you ever, when you were living in Austin, did you ever listen to the Jeff Ward show on AM radio?
I did not listen to a lot of radio at all in Austin, to be honest with you. KLBJ was about it.
I don't even know if Jeff Ward was on while you were in town, because it was, he's been on for like 15 or 20 years. I don't fucking know. But he's on KLBJ AM, which is like the talk. He got Rush Limbaugh and all the fucking blowhards. But he's a really cool fucking dude, and he's mainly libertarian. So he's like legalized fucking everything and let adults do what they want to do.
Yeah, right.
Well, in Round Rock, just like yesterday, this guy got arrested, and he's looking at a life sentence for making pot brownies.
Jesus, dude.
And the
Texas is fucking crazy. So is Indiana.
Right, and the reason is that instead of making them with pot, he made them with hash oil. But he didn't do any. He didn't sell them. He had just made them, and I don't know how he got busted. I think somebody ratted him out, like one of his neighbors. You know, it was an apartment complex or something. But they arrested him. He didn't eat any of them. He didn't distribute any of them. He had just made them, and now he's looking at 50 years to life.
Because of what? Because the hash oil is, like, so fucking controlled or something? Or it's, like cooking meth?
Well, it's just ridiculous fucking drug laws. And that was Jeff Ward's. What you said is exactly was this radio host's comment to a guy who had called in and was like, oh, you know, drugs are fucking bad, blah, blah, blah. Or marijuana specifically is bad. We got to stop this. And he's like, well, first of all, this guy didn't do anything. He said if he had gone out and killed somebody, well, that's a law that's in effect that he could get arrested for. But how many people just daily get drunk and go out and fucking murder people?
Right. Let's see. You know what? The problem is, Rufus, so many people that it doesn't make the news.
That's right.
Because it's so commonplace that you're like, oh, drunk guy fucking bashed his wife's head in with a shovel.
Mm-hmm.
No, back at 6. No, you don't even see that. It's like someone ate a pot brownie or had fucking 2 ounces of weed in their car, and the CIA is fucking coming in to investigate.
Exactly. And his point was like, basically, like, he's talking to this caller, like, why are you even fucking calling in? Because so what if this dude wants to sit home and eat pot brownies and, you know, get fucking crazy? How are you impacted? How did this affect you at all that now you want this guy to go to prison for life?
And he's probably like, well, there'll be one less person waiting in line at McDonald's in the morning.
He was one of those guys. He did a good impression without ever hearing him. Yeah.
With his pot brownies. Pot brownie eating, probably eats a sausage McMuffin between two pot brownies.
I tell you what, man, if weed was legalized and I owned a fast food restaurant, pot brownies would be on the dollar menu.
It's all good for you.
I'd start it.
The guy would be on line two.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, they'd be stopping by to get them, I'm sure.
Yeah, line two. Just saying, in some places, someone says that, probably.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I guess you would have to. So, yeah. I mean, the war on pot. Well, I was watching this thing last night. You ever watch Vice? You ever heard of that show?
I've seen the YouTube channel. It's like a documentary kind of show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's kind of douchebaggish, but, I mean, it's an all right show. Sometimes it can be. After a while, it gets a little tired.
I've never seen the show, but I've seen the videos on YouTube. And I agree. I mean, like, the guys that do it seem kind of like they're trying a little too hard.
Right.
But a lot of the content is really good.
There you go. Thank you for – you're so sophisticated in the way you speak.
Oh, shucks.
But and they were at Las Vegas. There was some kind of convention, right? And there was a bunch of senators and congressmen there at this pot thing because it was all about big business and pot. Like, people – like starting corporations, right? Like
right.
multi-million dollar corporations around the pot industry.
Sure.
Okay.
Doug
these senators are like, come to our fucking state. We're going to loosen up the fucking pot laws before you know it. One guy said, and a couple of the senators said, look, pot is going to be legal in some form in all 50 states in 36 months at the most.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping faster, but, that's why we need to be on setting ourselves up to ride this fucking pot wave of riches.
Well, even Rick Perry, he's been the governor here for 20 billion fucking years. He's always reelected. He's always been a staunch, you know, Republican conservative guy who's been against it. Even like now, he's come out and said, yeah, this whole shit against weed is ridiculous. He hasn't proposed legalizing it, but he's proposed, like, decriminalizing it so that...
Right, which, yeah, I mean, good enough.
You get a ticket and a fine, you know?
Right.
Okay, whatever.
And let me put it this way. That's the first step towards legalization.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? God bless Rick Perry. That's as good as he can do, though, as a conservative. He can never say that he's for fucking pot. You know what I mean? Beer runs fucking Texas. Texas
Absolutely.
Runs on fucking beer.
This is true.
I mean, I live there. I know it. I don't think there's a Texan that doesn't know it, you know.
We call it amber oil.
But, you know, that's all. He has to say that. I mean, Indiana's a terrible state, too. They'll never fucking – they'll be one of the last ones to legalize, I'm sure.
Right. But, I mean, just the fact that he's been so hardcore about it, now he's like – he's even proposing. I mean, he went on like Conan O'Brien and said, yeah, the weed laws are fucking ridiculous. So it's a transitional thing. Moving in a good direction, I think.
Right. Very good direction. Good for 420ProxUSA.com.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you for laughing at that. That could have went a lot of ways.
No, that was funny.
But you know what I want to do? Since I consider the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour experimental radio. Would you consider that as well?
Whoa. I think we should put that... in our name somewhere, or at least in the description.
I agree with that 100%. I was thinking about that when right after I saw that lady's whale tail or the plumber butt on the motorcycle, I was thinking, I have to tell Rufus this story later. And I said, you know, then I was thinking about ideas for the show. This is while I'm driving across town. And I'm like, what I would like to do sometime, Rufus, the two of us, like, start a movie at the same time and do, like, a Mystery Science Theater 3000. But, like, rated X, basically, hyper-slot style.
Rated
just pick
X.
Apart, like, some movie that neither of us has ever seen before. It could be a bad movie or a good movie or a movie that gets great reviews that we've never seen, you know, or even, the, like, they did on Mystery Science Theater is do, like, old fucking crappy movies.
Right.
You know? But I just think that'd be interesting if we could just record ourselves, like, we're sitting together in a living room watching the movie.
I think that would be good. I think it'd be awesome and a lot of fun. And I also think that no matter how good, how awesome and really good the movie is, by the time we were done with it,
oh, we're going to destroy
people just think it would suck.
We're going to ruin movies for people.
Absolutely.
Movies. Yes. When we do the Ebert and Siskel at the end, we're just going to fucking...
this will be our fucking...
Oh, there you go. It gets two fingers.
That's right, two fingers.
Now, logistically, do you think that's possible? You think we could try to stream something at the same time?
We could. I don't know why we couldn't. Let's try it
right now. It's to start right at the exact same instant and hopefully both stay connected. It's all going to be about internet speed.
Well, we were kind of doing that with the MSIG deal. The real key, though, would be if – the people listening could hear it, too. Like, if we could stream it into the show.
Well, I think we could turn it up loud enough that you could hear it over the... Well, you know what else, though? We could tell people on the website a couple minutes before, and they can actually watch it with us and call in with their thoughts on the movie, too.
Man.
You could have, like, a guest host call in while watching with us and tell us their thoughts on the movie, like they're sitting right with us.
You just cracked my skull wide open.
We'll call it – what would we call that? That needs a fancy name.
Oh, jeez. I'm still reeling from experimental radio.
If we can't get some people to tune in just to hear what the fuck experimental radio is, the whole world should just end.
Yes.
Then there's just no good people left.
That's right.
Because I told my wife that when I was upstairs. I'm like, I don't know. I said, do you consider the Hypersloth Happy Hour experimental radio? And she's like, I guess, thinking about it, yeah, I guess it kind of is.
Can you quote her on that on the website? Can you get a sound bite?
Yeah. Zigzag's wife. Yeah, I guess it kind of is.
Yeah, there's no better sound quote than, I guess.
I think she thought about it, though.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Stupid. Now I'm going to have to go upstairs and beat her. She might have just... Here.
We'll film it, and then I'll mock it later on our new movie show.
There you go. Good enough. Right.
Look at his limp wrist hitting her in the forehead. That's ridiculous.
That's not real. Get her like
look at him. Look at him just waving his arms at him, at her.
Go close fist or go home.
That's right. That's what she said.
Oh, jeez. Haven't heard that in a while.
In a while.
So, yeah, let's think of some on YouTube that we could watch. And someone told me to look at this. Go to YouTube and let's search. Search up Launching Boats Fail.
Launching Boats Fail, all right. Oh, I posted, right before the show, I posted a video on the website you got to check out.
All right, we'll do. Dude, you've been doing a kick-ass job at the website. I wish I knew how to put something on there.
I'll teach you.
So we got. Did you get a chance to Google it?
I got boat launch fail. I was trying to jackknife my boats.
All right, let's open that one.
Okay, playing an ad.
Right. Yep. All right, we can skip the ad now.
Okay, I skipped the ad.
Oops. It started too quick. Now pause it.
It's paused. I've got it at the very beginning.
Okay.
If you do a countdown, I can click it at the same time as you.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Three.
Whoa. Are we clicking on one or after
we're,
one?
We're clicking on click. We're going to click when I say click.
Okay.
All right? Three, two, one, click.
Thank you. Thanks,
Jake,
for pulling me out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's trippy. I can hear a microsecond echo. Wow. Just toilet paper hanging out of his vehicle?
Yeah, it looks like. Oh, no, that's a tow strap.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, that's going to work.
These guys are fucking idiots.
Oh, shit.
What happened before?
Does it ever work with YouTube videos? You know why?
Why?
I'm bored with this already. I don't even care. Now I want to fast forward and see what stupid shit happens to that guy.
Well, it looks like the good stuff already happened.
Yeah.
How do you end up at this part?
Where's the cooler?
Well, let's stick with it, because the shit we're saying now is funny.
Yeah, that's going to pull right out, dumb shit.
Do you have that? That message right in the middle of the fucking screen like I did?
Yeah, you can close it. You can close it. Go up to the corner. I just closed it a second ago.
What sort of idiot would even put that there?
I never even seen that before. There's got to be some kind of boat fail compilation. This is too fucking boring. I don't really care about this guy, but I want to see like a car get flipped over or some shit.
It has this video has like a 50% downvote ratio. There's 360 upvotes.
More than that. Look at that. It's like 65%.
I mean, somebody better fucking die.
Right.
Maybe the people who downvoted didn't make it all the way to the end. When at the end.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping right now. That obviously that guy gets decapitated in like 30 seconds.
That's right.
Or if he doesn't, I'm gonna downvote it too.
I can't believe, I'm going to make a comment. I can't believe nobody got decapitated.
What a sissy in them fucking boots.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, did you see the gay way he stepped over that strap?
With his limp wrist.
Let's get this boat out of here today.
Only some fucking limp-wristed fag would drive a tow boat behind a car like that.
That's right. It's a fishing fag.
I feel like this is in Texas.
Oh, here we go. They're pulling it out.
I don't know. Gonna
maybe,
flip over.
Maybe this is the key. We watch videos that aren't funny and make them funny.
Yes. Come on, Harold.
Step there we go.
You know, I'm actually surprised that car kept running.
Me too.
Oh, it is Texas.
Is it really?
Oh, is that Oklahoma? Maybe Oklahoma.
Same thing.
Ha ha, dude.
Nobody's been decapitated yet.
No, that sucks.
Or had sex.
Hopefully something at least fucking broke.
Are you sure this is the right video? That was that was like somebody would upload to show their family, and somehow it got out.
Exactly. They gave it a catchy name. You know what? The most amazing part is that is number one on the fucking list on the Google search.
That is true. Wow.
How is that even possible? Now, up above that, you have collection of funny boat crashes and boat fails.
Yes.
On the sidebar over there.
I have it at the bottom. But I've got it, yeah.
All right. This one has only 52 down boats.
It must be a gem.
All right, let's see if we can sync it up again.
All right, I got ads playing. All right, I skipped the ad. I've got it paused at the very beginning.
Does it say boat fails in red?
It says boat fails by Twister Nederland.
All right. You want to count down? You want me to count down?
I'll count down. Click on click.
Right.
Ooh, click on click. That's
click
a good name.
Click. That sounds sexual.
Really? All right, here we go.
Click on click. Cliff's into the click on click.
Three.
Three. One.
One.
Click.
That's hilarious. Holy shit.
Here we go. This better be funny. Someone should get decapitated here.
Oh, my God. That is pretty fucked up. There's a boat going through a bridge. Look at all
that
pollution.
That must be Russia.
That's hilarious.
This is a boat full of ramen.
Uh-oh.
When drunk people attack. Yeah, dude, that climbing up there is going to help a lot.
No kidding.
I love these where they fucking tip over.
Yeah, there are a lot of those.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Look at that. Look, 20 people died at least. That's hilarious. 20
people died. This way. Look at that guy, idiot. Move the fuck out of the way, you idiot. Jesus Christ.
I was having the
didn't see it coming?
I was having the opposite thought. I was like, stop driving toward that boat.
It's the Batmobile.
What is that thing? Oh, the Navy SEALs suck.
Watch out, there's a giant boat in front of us.
Holy shit.
Christ. Oh, this should be comical.
Oh, yeah, this definitely looks like some deaths are coming. Look at that. Oh, my God, those people did not make it. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God, why would you be on a fucking boat? Only in Russia could that happen. Oh, my God. That was a really fancy boat.
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Jeez.
There's Dale. That's my neighbor.
Where's Butterpants?
Oh, my God. Oh, there goes the boat.
Wait a minute. That's not tragic.
You would jump in if it had meth.
Those Bavarians can't fucking pilot a boat to save their lives.
Imagine that's how pirates used to do shit.
His butt up against a boat and
jump
on.
And get a fucking knife in your face. You got to be pretty fucking dedicated to be a pirate.
Should do that in traffic one day.
Try to mount a fucking double-decker bus.
Yeah.
Hold on, that's the safe thing to do. What the fuck? Get off. Hey.
Oh, this guy's pretty funny.
And we got our math. Staged. Oh, shit, that'll cut your fucking foot off.
There's a bunch of videos of just this guy that are pretty amusing, I have to admit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, these are all him right here now. It's mostly his reactions to stuff.
Obviously, that's made up.
Well, it is, but his reactions are funny. It's more like a comedian thing.
This does not look good. Park it right there. How could that even get up there?
Look at that shit. How the fuck does that happen?
Oh, my God.
Somebody got fired that day.
Are you crazy? Oh, my gosh.
That's why I'll never drive a boat.
They have to deal with the boat, though, dude. They have totally delayed reaction times. Oh, that'll take your head off.
The word funny is...
Those people died, right?
Yeah, the word funny is in the title of this video, but a lot of these I'm like, oh, jeez.
That's not funny.
I feel bad.
Maybe we didn't want someone to get decapitated after
yeah,
all.
Yeah, maybe not, because a lot of people have.
It'd be funnier if they showed it up close, though. So don't give up on it yet. You haven't really seen it.
In slow motion, even.
There you go.
We call it boat capitated.
It's where the buffet comes to you. So do you feel like we watched that together?
I do feel like we watched it together. I think the problem is that we were, like, the things that we were saying, because that was actually kind of funny and compelling. A lot of the shit we were saying was like, holy shit, and whoa.
That's what I'm saying. I think it'd be funnier with a movie or
yeah.
something with a plot that we could make fun of, you know, just watching something stupid like that.
The video before that was lame, we had some really good commentary about how lame it was.
Less going on.
Yeah, we were less surprised and more critical.
So for
cynical.
The listeners who have made it to the VIP part of the show, we're going to – we'll think of something – you want to think of a movie that we could start for next week?
I don't know that I want to think of a movie because I'd like to do a movie I can't think of, you know, like something totally – I don't know how to find that, but like a movie I've never even thought of or
you
never
seen. You know
what
we could do? Let's try this. Let's see. Free bad movies online. Watch bad teach free B movies, full length B movies for free. But I wouldn't mind doing a movie that wasn't a B movie.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I mean, I think we could take like an Oscar winning movie like Gravity and probably rip it to shreds.
Here we got this one. This is kind of a cool website. I hope you don't have to sign up for anything because I won't do that. But it's got like a kung fu section, a horror section, a sci-fi section.
Is this bmovies.com?
Yes. Have you heard of that?
I heard it from you, just not doing that search.
I heard it from Google.
Yeah, well.
I should have checked it through the Hypersloth search engine.
Oh, that's right.
Why wouldn't we do that? Why? We should do that. Could we put the Hypersloth search engine on our webpage?
It is on the webpage. I just haven't linked it so people can't
find it. That would be kind of cool.
Fuck yeah, it would. Hypersloth is cool.
Street Fighter... I guess you can watch the whole fucking thing. I don't know if there's any... Here's one called Black Fist. Big black dude of the streets. He'll bust you up, slam you down, and blast you into pieces.
Wow. Mine's hung up. It's not loading bmovies.com.
Yeah, mine's not loading either, so this is probably some kind of fucking sham site.
I'm sure we're both infected. Our computers are screwed.
Wait, nope, it just came up. It stopped for a long time, but then it just came up.
That's what he said.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
That's what it said.
Sorry.
Did it ever come up for you or not?
That's what she said.
Oh,
I'm sorry, man. I can't help it. Yes, it did.
All
it
right.
finally came.
To see if this is even viable.
That's what she said. Okay. I'm just messing with you, man.
That's funny. I'm laughing. It's not bad. Oh, that's what she said.
Right. Okay, yes, it did finally come up for me.
That's what she said.
Yeah, but it can go on forever. That's what I love about that. That's also what she said. It's never ending. All right. I feel like I should just shut up now.
That's what she said.
That's what I wish she said. She said.
She said? All right, all right. You ready to count down?
What are we counting down to?
We're just counting down to click.
Well, right. What video? I don't know what we're looking at.
Oh, I brought up Street Fighter under Kung Fu.
Okay. Oh, Kung Fu. Okay. Street Fighter, 1974. This is going to be awesome.
No, it's a classic. They made a game out of it.
Yeah, well, that's true. Must be solid.
You know it is.
That's what she said.
After you said it's solid, I was going to say that. I wasn't fast enough.
All right.
That's what she said. Oh,
okay.
God, that's too fun. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Man, when I hear that in my head all day now.
Every time you have a conversation with someone, all you're going to think is, see how many times in a day that can work. It might be every fucking time.
I bet it'll be every time. I'm
sick,
and,
it will too.
Sick and twisted enough that I'm sure it will.
Okay, you got Street Fighter, Big Black Box up?
Yes.
All right. Ready to click on the play button? Are you clicking on the button or the middle of the screen button?
I'm going to click on the button, actually, now that you mentioned it, because I've found a video website where if you click on that play button, it's not really a play button. It opens an ad. So.
Okay. So we're clicking on the play button down by the four zeros.
Yes. By the way, 3-2-1 click is a good name for this bit.
Oh, yes. I like it. Ready?
Yes.
3-2-1 click. Crashing waves. Thing love, coming towards you.
Love the soundtrack. Ooh, it's menacing.
Ominous. Uh-oh.
The hell is that?
Snake of death. The cock ring of death. There's Hitler.
I hope this is subtitled, because it doesn't...
I'm not seeing any. Oh, it's in English.
It is.
Lawyer. Is that what Bruce Lee does? Was Bruce Lee, like, against talking to lawyers?
Yeah, he was quite anti-lawyer. He chopped him on the neck. Look at this guy. Oh, my God, that's lame.
He's masturbating. I come in your mouth now. There is a finger for every hole, young grasshopper.
Jesus Christ. This guy's like, he looks like he's in his 50s or 60s.
Dude, have you ever watched those shows, like the jail shows, like Locked Up?
I watched one today. Yes.
Dude, that's exactly how these fucking guys are in jail, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they're nuts.
They're, like, buff and shit. That's what we need to do. You know what they need to do is be plying fucking prisoners with fat food and shit so they get all fat and floppy. So when they don't get out, they're, like, in the best shape of their life and can kick everybody's fucking ass.
We can push them around for a change.
Exactly. That's what they should do.
That dude does not look like a Buddhist priest.
Were people playing cards for, like, ramen and shit today?
The dojo. I have no use for fists, and yet I was just fucking practicing how to beat somebody's ass.
But I still know how to use them on women.
I think somebody's about to get fisted.
Yeah, I think so. Young fist hopper.
They call me the fist dragon.
You start with your pinky and slowly move to the fist. It's a learning process, fist hopper.
It's like a wax on, wax off.
You cannot ever take fists the first day. Many months training to take this. Oh, they're into the rough stuff.
Yeah. This isn't going to turn out well. I think he's going to break out.
All right, you ready? Let's pause it to see if we're close on time, all right? I'm going to say 3-2-1, pause.
All right.
3-2-1, pause. 3 minutes, 11 seconds.
3:10.
All right.
I think we're gold, man. I think we're gold.
It's going to be a fucking awesome bet.
I think so, too. Congrats for coming up with that one.
Hey, thanks for riding along.
Not a problem. That's what she said.
Nobody else. I was just thinking what else I'd rather do with it, but I'm trying to talk in ways that you can't say that's what she said.
That'll be a boring conversation, man.
That's what she said.
That shouldn't have been funny, but it was.
That's what she said.
All right, enough.
That's what she said. You know what I was thinking? We just have to sit back and forth and go, that's what she said to each other for a while.
That's right, until we get
it's the only way to fight it. It's the only way to fight it.
That's true.
That's what she said back at you. All right, now let's start this thing back up on 3, 2, 1, click. I like the idea of that name. Good idea.
Me
three,
too.
3, 2, 1, click. Oh, they're going to fight each other.
Oh, shit. I thought he was talking to a woman. Oh, no, it's that dude.
That guy kind of looks like a woman.
He's supposed to be a Buddhist priest, and look how badass he is.
I just am amazed how dirty he is. He looks like a crackhead.
You just take off his bra? He fights really slow. You can't.
Yeah.
Look how slow that is.
I beat that guy.
Me too. I just step back.
Oh, leg sweep.
Oh, jeez.
Classic. Wait a minute.
Oh, it was the reverse leg sweep.
Yeah.
The head sweep. Get him with the head sweep.
Is this, like, supposed to be evenly matched, or is one guy supposed to be kicking the other guy's ass?
I don't think we're supposed to know at this point. Oh!
Oh, that was just the beginning.
Wow.
Bleeding.
I can't wait to see what else we have in store.
Get down and dirty. Oh, I suck it like this.
I smoke it like an insig.
I told you, one small fist at a time.
Oh, he's got the knuckle out.
You start with knuckle.
He's giving him a frog like you get in elementary school.
Look, he's got those anal beads around his wrist. It doesn't have to be all gay sex, does it?
It's not anal beads. It's the kidney stones that came out of that guy's ass.
Uh-oh. He looked like someone he penetrated now.
Oh, did you post it right there? That looks like a gay movie.
Yes, it
look
does.
At him.
Especially with the prison motif.
Look at that. Oh.
Thank God prisoners can't procreate. I think you impregnated me. Tell me you love me. Hold me.
Look at that. Now they're having a moment.
Because the one guy just killed the other guy? No, I'm sad. You killed me. Perhaps you and I one day can hold a death match. Think that one guy tans?
I think somebody tans him.
I should say he's basically a Thanksgiving turkey right now.
He does look quite succulent.
Is that what it's on that Thanksgiving turkey bronzer?
Thanksgiving turkey. Oh, check out the soundtrack, dude.
Well, someone's rocking it.
Man, I love that kind of music.
You can't even get that kind of sound from a guitar. Rat nose! Fuck. Which one do you think is rat nose? That dude right there?
I don't know. He didn't look like he had a rat nose. I would expect the rat nose guy has a rat nose.
He's probably Jado. You got a nice ass, boy. This is the one where this is part where he gets gang raped. How long before you think hipsters start wearing hats like that guy was wearing? They probably
are. 20 minutes after the hero show.
20 minutes, yes. They'll also be learning how to fist each other.
I'm sure hipsters already know that. Hipsters knew about fisting before it was cool.
The whole deal is I saw a fister that actually was, or a fister, a hipster that was having another hole created on his body.
Jesus. That's what we call a fister. He wears a fedora on his back.
Fister. They're not hipsters. They're fisters.
That's right.
Action scope. Oh, no, the gallows, dude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's the cock ring of death. So far, this could go as like some kind of bondage film.
What?
The escape? What happened?
Did he just fall down the stairs?
I guess so. Who needs a rope? They're trying to save rope in China. They just pushed him down the stairs.
That's right. He's faking, dude. He's like a ninja. He can slow down his heart.
I was saying the other day when that happened in real life to that guy, where they like had to save him because they couldn't kill him.
That's right.
We must make him well so we may kill him.
Is this a true story?
It must be. I mean, it's like, I think it's called The Ballad of Rat Nose.
No, wait, I thought that was a Dylan song.
That was 75.
Oh.
Is he drinking blood? I am a rat.
It's the Ghostbusters.
There's lunch.
There's lunch.
You want fat rib? You never brush your teeth. Oh, geez.
What the hell?
Must be his, like, brother in arms, I'm guessing. They've planned this.
I suppose. There's good revenge. Oh, yeah, he's in there.
I love you, master.
He's got some secret word that's going to wake him up. I'm assuming it's got something to do with fisting.
That's what I was going to say. That's what she said. I throw them into dirty sewer, master. You want biscuit?
Biscuit.
You want me holding a biscuit or something? Oh, you want a biscuit? Is that? I think that's a McDonald's cheeseburger.
It's an Egg McMuffin.
It's that early in the morning.
Or it's an Egg McWonton.
Wonton McMuffin.
Well, that was easy.
Now what could possibly happen? Takes a very steady hand. So they're considering him kidnapped. Oh, I guess he kind of was kidnapped because he was unconscious, right?
Well, he wants him to think he was kidnapped. I bet it's all planned. It's all his missions. It's all our Rat Nose and Jado or whatever.
I'm guessing the guy that was with the dog, I'm going on a limb and say that's Rat Nose.
You might be right. What the hell's going on?
You go get this now. Give me my wings.
There's that turkey you were talking about.
Yep, yep. He's going to rub it all over his face. Cigarettes and gin.
M-cigs and gin.
M-cigs and gin. What, he's like his gay lover?
I was wondering what the hell the dynamic is here where there's just two grown men and one's cooking for him. Kind of reminds me of Roehampton.
It does. You were a domestic goddess.
I remember asking you many times, where's my Totino's? Where's my Italian roast?
We were like two angry fucking married people.
That's right.
Fuck you, asshole. Yummy.
Hello.
He was just getting ready to take his pants down.
Ooh, he's pissed. He turned off that TV with anger.
He's going to hang that he's going to put his cock through that apple. You suck me now. While she watch. The fuck is that? Oh, it's like a weight machine from 1908.
I think you can buy that from the P90X website.
Where's Fatty Arbuckle working that thing?
Fatty Arbuckle? Wow.
Guess the only thing he knew how to work was a Coke bottle, though, right?
Yeah.
That poor guy, all that was a lie, too. How sad is that? It ruined his career. I eat you like this apple. You ever hear toss salad?
The fruit salad is whenever a bunch of gay guys do it.
I am a crab. Fruit salad.
Toss my fruit salad, yeah.
You submit. I Street Fighter. Oh, she's so horny.
I can like turkey.
I suck you long time.
Like turkey leg.
I debone you.
Oh my God, I debone you. Look at that.
I remember the first time I kissed my wife was just like that.
Yeah, me too. It was beautiful.
Then I was arrested.
She came by to drop off a pizza and I raped her.
She came to your house, so technically it was consensual.
That's right. Hey, once you step through the threshold, everything's legal.
Game on.
That's right. Game on. Stand your ground and fuck it. That's...
Come on it. Stand your ground and stay inseminated.
It's called marking your territory. I know you just came here to take the census, but I'm going to fuck you in the butt right now.
That happens to people, I think.
I'm sure it does.
Mostly in West Virginia.
I'm sure it's happened to Butterpants.
You couldn't even get your. I don't care how well hung you are, you couldn't penetrate Butterpants.
She has a well-defended vagina with a little fat.
There's a couple of folds away. You're a roadmap away.
You might think you're there, but you're not.
It's got switchbacks going up the back of it.
You take your penis out, and there's a piece of bacon on it.
Then she'd find it.
That's right. That's how you get her. You present the bacon-wrapped penis.
So I think this is a viable project here.
I think it is.
I don't know if Street Fighter is the right, because it seems naturally too gay.
I don't know. I think we did, kind of for Maiden Voyage, that was pretty good.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I'm just saying maybe. I can't imagine a movie that we could really sink our teeth into.
That would suck as if we saw a movie that was really good and we just both sat there and watched it and we're like, wow.
Now, that can happen. That can happen. But at the end, we just have to say it sucks and it was gay.
That's right.
Gay movies with Rufus and Zigzag.
Okay, maybe that's not the best title for it. Gay movies.
Fists of Fury. That's a real kung fu movie, believe it or not.
Oh, no, it is. I saw it on a bus in Nicaragua.
And I got respect for Bruce Lee, so I'm not saying anything about Bruce Lee.
I do, too. Lots of respect.
I
would gladly take his fist.
As small and dainty as it was, it is very powerful.
That's true. He had that one-inch punch, boy.
Yes,
that would get you off like nothing.
You know what? Good for you for knowing that he had a one-inch punch.
Oh, he did.
You
take that one-inch punch to your prostate, and it's going to change your outlook on life.
That'll cure cancer, the sonic boom of it.
It's a cancer obliterator.
It just destroys it. You just shit it out later. Shit out your whole prostate.
Yes.
This is like is this nursing school?
Oh, what? He chopped the shit out of those phone books.
I mean, you could probably fucking break that. They're like tiles.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He split them. Look at that guy's mustache. You don't really see many Chinese guys with mustaches. Ooh, she's hot.
Hello.
Uh-oh, what happened to her dad?
He died in
Cairo. she must be so sad she dropped her purse.
This is the best part of the movie so far, though. Damn. My goodness.
Just hearing her squeak like that's giving me a boner.
Yeah, me too. Show it to me.
There it is.
Let's compare.
Good idea. Hey, wait a minute. This got super gay.
Take her home.
He's going to force feed her his cock right now.
He's going to stick his rat nose in her.
His rat nose snake. It's got a snake and a rat nose.
It's like, you want the rat nose or you want the Fist of Fury?
It's a rat nose that's skinny with a super big head.
Jesus Christ, and it loves cheese.
Oh, shit. Well, you know what? Can we at least come up with maybe a theme for a week? Sci-fi, whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I think once in a while we do a critically acclaimed movie.
Yeah.
That we can tear apart just something, though, that is not going to be, but might be good. Maybe we don't know. We don't really know.
That's part of the adventure. Maybe we like it.
The ride along.
Well, I think it works. The 3-2-1 click countdown has obviously proven to be beneficial. Skype and Blog Talk Radio is not fucked up during the whole thing. Maybe
they'll like it. No, it's been amazing.
It's a miracle. But, yeah, I think the key is maybe you can turn up your volume because I got headphones on, so people can also hear what's going on.
Yeah, because I've got my volume turned up. Can you hear it?
Well, because I can hear what I'm watching. Oh, hello. Whoa, what's going on here? All right.
Yeah, shit.
Damn.
He's going to get balls deep in that. Where's the, you know what? You know it's going to get dirty when the black guy enters the room.
Yeah, like, that's true. Nothing ever turns out well when the black guy comes out of nowhere.
He's going to give her the Alabama black snake.
He's going wontons deep.
Give her the spring roll.
He's got to put the fortune in her cookie.
I think he's going to spray her with some egg drop goo.
What the hell is that, a syringe? That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Pointy. It's obviously the rat nose.
They call me the rat nose because I love to sniff cheese, baby.
I can find you anywhere. Especially from under.
From under cheese.
From under your balls.
Oh, my God.
I do love Asian women, though.
God damn, who doesn't, really?
I mean, the tighter you bound their feet, the slower they are.
That's totally true. That's totally true.
That's what she said.
I was thinking the same thing.
There's some cinematography for you.
No kidding. It's an 8mm camera with a Technicolor plug-in.
Eastman Kodak color. Wait, what did they call it? It was like Action Vision.
Oh, that's right, Action Vision. It's optimized for the horrible fucking B-movies from the 70s.
Hey, wait a minute. I recognize that chick. I've been dating her for a year and a half on some chat site.
I'm sure you have.
It's probably actually him.
Wait a minute. Is this guy they keep showing? I thought the guy in the prison who got busted out was the main character.
What happened to him?
This guy doesn't even look Asian.
We haven't even seen the guy that they busted out for like 10 minutes. Is that Kim Jong-il?
Ooh, check that out. Damn, you missed it.
Look at that giant thing in the fucking middle. What the fuck is that? Oh, that's the thing hanging from the...
It's a Lazy Susan.
It's a bong.
I guess there they call it a lazy ching chong.
Ching chong jing. You smoke bong now.
I'll give you a tremendous sum. Mm.
Some young guy.
That's right, my dim sum.
Rufus sum. Ooh, I guess that's the ultimate insult.
That's also what she said. Damn.
Let's hold hands.
Oh, look what he's... Is he putting his hand on his pants? No.
This is where he jacked him off. Oh, I did that once.
Me too.
I love that move.
I did that at a job interview.
He's a Nazi?
Well, is that a swastika? I thought that was too.
No, it was not a swastika.
Oh, Yakuza.
Yakuza. Bless you.
Jesus. Too bad she's like 97 years old now.
Right.
And
dead. I still look pretty fucking good, though.
That's true. You probably look 30.
You know, she's got a killer body still.
That's all I need. Put a wonton wrapper over the face.
How many holes on her body? She has taken many fists of fury. It's a pleasure.
Jesus.
We let him walk right out.
All right, I got to wrap it up to a part two.
All right.
God damn.
I could do that all night.
I hate that I have to, though. Jesus Christ. Okay, look, I think we should finish this movie. I stopped it at 23 minutes and 13 seconds. I'm going to make a note of that.
23:16.
Okay, that's good.
So you know what? I'm just going to take it back to 23:13.
Okay, 23:13. Was it the Street Fighter? Making notes here. Bmovies.com. I'm just going to bookmark that because good luck.
Yeah, good idea.
How awesome is that?
Bookmark.
That might be a proponent for us. If we send them like this, they might broadcast it to their fan base.
Maybe we have to be nicer about it, though, wouldn't we?
I don't think so. I think anybody who owns a Bmovies.com website understands that. Come on.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not giving them enough credit. Good point. Well, I say that maybe we put it on the website that we're going to do this. We need to put more. You know what, dude? I was thinking about changing the cap to say hypersloth.me on the Bud Buddy, but I think that's too much.
Yeah, we need an empire, right? So I think the product should be separate. Yeah. We can sell them on Hypersloth, but from a high level, you know, a core, when we go into meetings and boardrooms.
Hypersloth Global.
Right. Or 420
products.
420 products
USA. The vision of Hypersloth Global.
Exactly.
Yes. So what was I going to say? Now I can't remember. Shit. What the fuck was it? It's important, so I'll email it to you. I just can't remember right now because I have to piss super bad.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you. I'll email you in a little while.
Okay, cool.
Right. See you, Rube.
Later.